great days for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait! Are you ready?
Whoa!
You!
Whoa!
Are you ready?
I can't do this!
No!
Bud Light, great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait!
AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. Recent Iraqi elections and the year about to pass into history, the commander in charge of security operations in Baghdad sees serious progress in turning that over to Iraqis.
They're now in charge of 60% of the city with support from us.
Major General William Webster.
The insurgency has weakened since the elections.
But
is there still going to be some violence? Yes, absolutely. Until the government is seated and the Iraqi security forces are relatively disciplined and fully trained, there will still be some chaos in the city.
General Webster gave a teleconference news briefing from Baghdad. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
A winter storm has charged out of the Rockies, bound for the upper Midwest. The Northwest and California are being hammered by drenching rains. In sections of Oklahoma, Texas, far too little rain is helping keep nerves on edge after a series of deadly grass fires. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod is in the Dallas suburb of Kennedale.
At this point, there's really nothing to do but wait for some sustained rains. They need a week or two of soaking rains to reduce the threat, and there's just no rain in the forecast anytime soon.
Now, the fires are blamed for at least four deaths. Checking Wall Street, the Dow's off 49, the NASDAQ down 16. This is CBS News.
At CompUSA, we get how to start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings at our extreme sale event. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday and Monday, you'll find amazing deals like a compact Presario laptop featuring a Celeron Processor 360 and DVD combo drive for just $499.99 and a 19-inch LCD monitor for $199.99. Ring in the new year.
Great taste for your great times.
See you, dude! Wait!
So all lines have reopened. Around town, Arapahoe Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, they're trouble-free. So is the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, and we're in great shape on the turnpike through Broomfield and Westminster. And on to the forecast, partly sunny today. Highs near 50, we're at 29 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Hi, this is Air America's Al Franken.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes.
This is Mike Malloy.
We want to say thanks to everybody who makes this community possible. The advertisers who are committed to getting their message to a thinking, reality-based audience. The staff that keeps the show air every day. And especially thanks to you for listening to and supporting America's only progressive talk network.
Happy days.
From AM 760, Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Top of the day to you. Welcome, I'm Carl Jeffers. Welcome to my show, but I am substituting and guest hosting, filling in for Jay Marvin, who will be back on Monday. And it's been really a delight, and I want to thank Jay, too, as well, for having this opportunity made available to me to visit with you in Denver and in the Colorado area. A wonderful place. I've told you already, Colorado around the country, and it's always positive. And that's terrific. By the way, I got to tell you, I mean, I was just listening to your lead-in in the show with the news and so forth, and not only do you have progressive talk in Denver, you even have progressive traffic. I mean, I like that. Progressive traffic. What does that mean? That everybody on the left kind of pass on the left, you stay in the left lane? I like that. Progressive traffic. Well, I tell you, way ahead out here. Let's see. We've been talking about some of the issues, some poll numbers as well, and a couple things I want to share. And this is actually our last hour together, as well as the last day, working day of the year. And I do wish you a happy new year, too, as well, to everyone. And I appreciate your patronage this morning. And hopefully you've enjoyed our conversation. We've got a callers or two, a few of them who have been holding over, so I don't want to delay them much further. But I do want to say that in this hour, I want to touch on that CNN poll I referred to yesterday that talked about what the issues are that are most important to the American people. I want to touch on that. And I want to touch on something a little bit lighter in terms of the response. It may surprise you in terms of the Patriot Act, because there may be a disconnect there between the administration and the American people on the Patriot Act, and particularly in light of the revelations about the NSA spy activity. And if we can get to it, I want to talk about this MySpace.com issue that I mentioned yesterday, too, as well, and mention maybe something about Enron. So we'll see if we can get all of that in. There's a lot there. If we don't, and we usually don't, then you'll have to come on back and visit with me another time, and I sure hope there will be another time. I really have enjoyed these 2 days with you. So, but let's continue our conversation at 303-713-7600. Let's see. Neil is on the line. He's out in Evergreen. Hey there, Neil. Welcome to the show today. Happy New Year to you.
You too, Carl.
Thank you.
And good luck in 2006.
Well, thank you very much, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Actually, in looking forward, I have a little bit of a solution to those of us who right now look at the problems that are out there, certainly not only in the world, in this country, and in this country, at least in my opinion, brought on by what I would consider to be an administration that is way off a democracy that has persisted here for 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clearly the policies that they have enacted throughout this country and throughout the world over the last 5 years have been, in my opinion, aberrant at the very, very least. And again, you know, you look at an administration, people, I know you had a discussion just recently with another call, and that indicated, you know, again, the Bush family is not an illegal moral group. That may be true, that may not be true, but the bottom line for many of us is their policies don't reflect a morality that would be, again, a righteous Christian type. So anyway, in light of all of that, and again, I think all of us on the left side understand what the you know, what the implications and policies are and how they're directed. I would like to offer a solution in terms of how we can take back our government and get the government to, in effect, look at what our problems are with the actions they have taken over the last 5 years and what we don't want to see continued over the next
All right, let's hear your solution. I'd like to hear it right now.
Well, my solution would be a very simple one and also a legal one. That would be for those of us who do not want to see the lifeblood of a federal government continue, again, to enact policies that don't reflect
I understand. I understand. Go ahead.
Okay. What basically we should do is withhold our tax receipts until we get a fair hearing on some of these things that we consider.
But Neil, that's not legal. You just said it was legal as well.
This is basically what you would do. If you had, let's say you have 100 million people that pay taxes in this country, and let's say that there are 70% of the people right now that do not agree with the basic tenet of how the government operates. You would not pay your taxes April 15th, but rather suspend your payments until the last payment, which would be due September 15th.
Well, I would say that that's only if you get an extension then. If you get an extension.
You get an extension. And the extension would, in effect, delay receipts to the government for 6 months. Now, they would not be able to persist in the world by the amount of borrowing they do from the Chinese, from the Japanese, you know, from the Asians, from the Saudis, et cetera. Our bank in the world would look at this and go, wow, 6 months, they're not even going to be able to pay off some of their very
all right. Well, Neil, let me cut in real quick and just give you this point of view, and then we're going to have to move on. Number one, first of all, yeah, everyone could get an extension, but that's how you would do it because that's the only way to do it legally. Number
right.
two, when you get an extension, you still have to indicate what the total amount of tax that you have owing is due, and then the interest will start from that. Number three, once everybody who did this, the 100 million people, this once they indicated what their interest was, or what the interest penalty was going to be, and the amount of tax due, if the government still needed to borrow, they could take that paper to the Japanese and certainly to the Chinese and get a further extension on the already deficit spending that we are in debt for with them now with the borrowing, so they'd still be able to continue on with the functions that you are, in fact, upset about and want to protest.
Well,
so
instead of paying 5% interest on 30-year Treasury bonds, you'd be paying 8%. You know what that would do to mortgages, the housing industry, to the economy of the
country? We're getting close to that anyway. We're getting close to that anyway because of the tax breaks that have been given to corporate entities in the country that has reduced the total number of net proceeds. The best way to improve the situation with regard to reducing the deficit, other than changing policies, is when the economy booms. Because when the economy really booms, then tax receipts are increased, and that enables the government, state, and federal to have more surplus. I'm not sure that your approach would do as much to achieve the effects that you wanted than it would if you were to take that same energy that you want to use to organize people to file extensions and not pay their taxes and organize them to, in fact, pay their taxes, get their refunds, use that money to contribute to progressive, liberal, Democratic candidates who are running for Congress so you can get the votes and get the House or the Senate back in November. But I appreciate those comments, Neil. I really do, and I appreciate your call and your time. Thanks for that. I can't now because I'm running late on time and I've got several other callers. Otherwise, I'd engage you longer. But I did, as you recognize, I think, give you a good platform to make your points. But I do appreciate that. But I really have to get a few other people in because it's last hour. But thank you very much, Neil. And hopefully, if I'm back again and you hear me, please call in and I'll look forward to talking with you then. All right? Thanks so much. I did mean that. I did engage Neil. I let him make his entire platform and his proposition as well. But folks, if you're thinking about that, just make sure you get the legal extension, and you're going to still have to declare what the amount is, and then the interest will start from there on. So you might be better off with my approach, but again, there's options. Let's see. Van in Boulder, I believe. Van, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Van, good to hear you. You've got your tax situation straightened out now from that conversation.
Well, you know, actually, I think that's a good idea. I mean,
okay.
I simply from the standpoint that, you know, cash flow is cash flow. And what he's talking about would put an incredible dent in the cash flow of the federal government.
But they don't act like it now. They don't act like cash
right,
flow is cash flow.
But we're talking different. I mean, the tax cuts are huge, but we're talking a different order of magnitude in terms of the amount of money that they wouldn't have to work with.
Let me ask you one question, because I know you called to make another point. Let me just ask you one last question on this point, and then I'll
sure.
let you make the point you called about. Do you not agree, however, that the effort that it would take to try to organize 100 million Americans to do this. And by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if there was that kind of effort that the people organizing it would come under some real strong pressure, not to mention they could rapidly change the law. But do you not agree that that same energy and effort might be more productively directed towards trying to get the kind of people in office that could, in fact, change the fiscal policies and administration policies of the government?
I'll put it to you this way. I think it's a cool idea rather than a good idea.
Okay.
I think from a practical standpoint, it won't happen. I mean, the reason the Boston Tea Party worked was because it was, it was a protest against an unjust government, you know, inflicting taxes for things that people didn't, you know, benefit from.
Right, and it was late at night, and everybody else in the enforcement side got bed.
And it was only a few people.
Yeah, exactly. It was late at night, everybody going to bed. That in that kind of environment, where the streetlights low, it didn't work too.
If we could get that same sort of impact, some sort of historical impact from some sort of tax protest, I think that'd be pretty American and a great way to do things.
Okay. Well, just be careful when you say tax protest. I just want to caution our listeners. I don't want to get people too carried away unless you have a program in place.
And that was part of my call.
Okay.
You don't call the Bush crime family a Bush crime family. I think that if you look at the history of what this family's done since Dresser and selling steel to the Nazis in the 30s and early 40s, barely skated on that. That was Prescott and his whole clique. I think if you look at, you know, just the way Bush with the Rangers got the new stadium put into Houston,
mm-hmm.
uh, not good. I mean, into that, not good, not clean.
Now you realize, of course, that you realize, of course, that I assume you may have a higher opinion of Jack Kennedy than you do of President Bush. You realize, of course, that his father, with bootlegging and with the
trade center
in Chicago.
Right. No, I think there's a lot in common with the political families in our country and organized crime.
So then, if that's the case, why don't we concentrate on the actual actions of President Bush that you feel have been bad policy, and rather than dealing with the other?
We have to win the House in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to put ourselves in a position of power so that we can exercise that power.
Well, you're not going to win it by talking about what Prescott did in the 30s and 40s. I can tell you that right now.
Right, but I can tell you that if you're going to beat somebody down, first you have to put yourself in a position to want to hurt them. And I think that, you know, all this nice talk, one, I think it plays right into the Republican, you know, meme that Democrats are wusses. I think these guys at this point need to have people after them hard.
Oh, wait a minute. But here's the point. I mean, if you're accusing me of nice talk, I live with that one, because that's the worst thing to be said about me. If they put that on the gravestone, that sounds fine to me, because you can go through life with a lot worse on there. But if we're talking about going after them and staying on them, there is no one more persistent than I am and who can raise the issues and give you
the evidence to go after them on the issues. We need an army of Patrick Fitzgeralds that truly believe in what this country stands for. I mean, the thing about the mob and the thing about organized crime was that they always ran the edge of what was legal. They had some legitimate stuff, and then they had some dirty stuff, and they complemented one another. And I think that when you look at Bush and you look at a lot of these top political families, they operate in the same way. And I think that they are. I think the Bush is the best example of a political crime family of the 20th century. They have done.
Okay.
They have been involved in Iran-Contra. They've been involved in so many different dirty things. Each and every decade, you can point
I'm gonna,
to something.
I appreciate
that.
We're going to have to end in that, but let me assure you that if you were out on the Huskies making the argument about the Bush crime family...
I go down to the gun club, and when I go to the weekend shoots, I make this point.
Yeah,
and
but if you...
I got to tell you that a lot of people from the NRA and a lot of the rednecks in this state are fed up with this crap.
They are fed up with this crap. They're fed up with the crap of what's happening with the policies, Van. They are not fed up with the notion that the Bush family is a crime family, and if you're going to use your time to argue that, you're going to wind up not winning over the Americans you need to win over in order to win the House or the Senate, man.
It's already happening. Go hang out with some rednecks. It's happening.
Yeah, well, that's a little, I'll work on it. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, listen, all I'm saying, if I'm going to hang out with rednecks, I'm going to try to convince them that we have a better direction that we could go in this country that will benefit them and make their life better. Telling them about what Prescott Bush did in the 30s, I don't believe is going to help make that point to them.
They're angry white men. Come on, guy. You got to feed into their anger.
Yeah, well, see, I actually don't think that I want to be the one feeding into their anger. When I'm there. But we'll take care of that. Van, happy New Year to you, okay?
All right,
and look forward to maybe talking with you again. Wow. Louise is in Denver. Louise, it looks like I've got my music coming up. Not my music, but the breakout music. So if you'll be real patient, Louise, as soon as we come out of this commercial break, I'll go right to you and then our other callers at 303-713-6600. Give me a call. We've got another half hour or more that we can talk. I look forward to visiting with you. I'm Carl Jeffers. Great to talk with you. You're really great people here in Denver. I like that. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Progressive traffic.
Oh, we're looking real good on the highways right now, pushing speeds in the 50s and 60s just about everywhere. Looks like a lot of people have the day off as we head into the new year. Now, southbound I-25, look good, coming out of Thornton Northbound into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 moving along just fine between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225, a little slowing as you head towards the Tech Center and 6th Avenue. In great shape as you come in from Lakewood. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're lighter than usual. So is the Turnpike, both east and westbound as you make it through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, highs near 50, we're at 30 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
He said, since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. James Madison. Hello, I'm Nina Else, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall. 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Marvin for Rockies Autos. You know, Rockies has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, vans, and man, they got some great SUVs. Over 500 units on the lot. And you know, I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Mary and our friends, we've all bought cars from Rockies. And why? Because the people at Rockies go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. Go out there and see my friend Spanky, or go see the Al Shear brothers. They'll definitely take care of you. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Over 500 units on the lot. You're bound to find something that you like. And don't forget, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And check out Rockies on the internet. Go to RockiesAutos.com. They got a great website. You can browse the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and Rockies' business philosophy is right there on the website. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay a little late. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
Live, local, and left. Jay Martin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk. I can just see you out there swaying to that music. Just a wonderful way to welcome you back after a particularly passionate, energetic discussion. That's a way to kind of calm down, collect our thoughts, and start. I want to kind of reset things for a bit as we move into the last segments. We have several more segments, but it's the last hour that we'll be visiting together this year. And, of course, we all look forward to Jay's return on Monday. Jay Marvin will be back on Monday. But I'm Carl Jeffers. I'm absolutely delighted to visit with you, and I certainly appreciate your hospitality. And you've been wonderful, really. And I must tell you that I enjoy when we engage and when we have a chance to talk, and I enjoy the callers. I also enjoy being able to introduce myself in a more expansive way by having a chance to talk about a lot of the different issues that I find interesting. And so I'm going to take advantage of that as we sort of wind down. But at any point, you certainly are welcome, and I invite you and I encourage you to call at 303-713-7600. And in fact, what I'm going to do so that I can sort of segue better into some of the fix the poll numbers in the MySpace. Wes in on the line. We weren't able to hold Louise over, but Wes is in Denver, so I want to take Wes now and see what he has to say, what his thoughts are this morning as we wind down the new year, wind down the old year, and welcome in the new year. But good morning, Wes. Welcome to the show today.
Yeah. And in the first place, we of the listeners of this station like the way these announcers talk about the Bush family, the crime family. We like it because the main thing is this. We don't need all this whining and pampering going like you're talking about. You're not supposed to talk about them or go after them people. They've been going after us and continue for accusing us of being whippers and whiners and this guy that you're on the program for, you that type of guy.
Oh, I understand. Listen, Wes, Jay is a personality well respected. I think Jay does a terrific job, and he's got a great show, and he's a great show host. I can't come here, however, and be Jay. Number one, number two, I'm much more politically oriented as a political analyst, and I'm here to tell you what's going on. If you want to spend your time feeling good because all your hosts come on and bash Bush and call him crime family moguls and things like that, and that makes you happy and you feel good around the rest of the day, then that's what you need, and you'll get that. But what will happen is, what I'm telling you, is if that's the only thing you can concentrate on, you're going to be feeling good until next Thanksgiving. Then when Thanksgiving comes, everybody's going to be sitting around the Thanksgiving table, and you're going to be depressed.
I'm glad you won't be on that too long, so bye.
Okay, because here's the thing, my friends. You see, there's a question that I would have with Wes here as to what his objectives are. If your objective is to feel good because someone's going to encourage your negative feelings of personal attacks on the Bush family, guess what, friends? That's what we've been attacking the right for doing for the last 7 years. And why have we been attacking the right? Because they're the ones who are on the radio. They're the ones who dominate radio. You have basically one outlet. This is Air America. That's the only real outlet on the NASA's there is. All the other outlets are primarily, with the exception of some individual local shows in different markets, are primarily right conservative-oriented. And that's essentially what they have done, is to take that opportunity and the domination of the airwaves that they have to go after the Ted Kennedys and the Bill Clintons and Hillarys and the left and the Howard Deans. And they do that in the same way that what Wes is suggesting you feel comfortable with in having people do that against President Bush. I'm telling you that why would the American people in general want to switch from one bashing of individuals to somebody else doing it? I don't think that's productive. And finally, what I'm here to tell you is that if that is your objective, to simply have someone make you feel good by talking about what a terrible crime family the Bush family is and things like that, instead of talking about what a terrible mistake it was to be so determined to go after Saddam Hussein that you allowed that issue to be morphed into 9/11 and take advantage of the American people's vulnerability on issues of security, that they actually believed then that was part of the war on terror, and even without the evidence that was necessary and without the proof of the weapons and all the other things, still launch an attack that today has resulted in 2,000 sets of American parents getting a knock on the door to tell their son or daughter has been killed. If that's what you want to defer discussing and using that which can affect people, or about spying or about a Patriot Act that limits in fact your ability to exercise constitutional rights that the founding fathers never had any intention of anybody abridging, which is why we have set up independent branches of government. If you want to avoid that and talk about a Congress that has scandal on its mind, will spend $250 million for a bridge to nowhere in Alaska, but cut 40 from school programs, from lunch programs, from Medicare and health, in order to make up for the deficit of tax cuts that were given to benefit the top 2% of the American people. If you want to avoid talking about those things and instead just concentrate on feeling good because you want to talk about the crime family of the Bushes, which is totally without absolute foundation and evidence, and if you've got some, take it to Elliot Spitzer in New York, because he's the attorney general. He's running for governor as a Democrat, and maybe he'll do something with it. But if you concentrate on that, I am convinced that what we need to do is to get back one of the components of the federal government, either the House or the Senate or the Supreme Court or the White House. If you can't do that and you concentrate on this stuff, what will happen is Thanksgiving will come around, and you'll be sitting at the Thanksgiving table depressed and sad like you were last November, not this one a month ago, but last November, because you'll be saying that they stole another one, just took this one. You better get out and play hardball politics and play it the way they do, which is strategizing on how to win and not how good. We'll be right back. 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeffers, and if I could do that and get you to think about what I just said, because I made some tough points there that the Bush administration would have a tough time defending, but if you want to talk about crime family stuff, they'll love you to make those charges because they can defend that all day long. You see that point, my friends? That's the point I'm making to you. 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeff. Stay with us. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Or
in great shape on the highways right now, pushing speeds in the 50s and 60s just about everywhere. It looks like a lot of people have the day off as we head into year. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal 93, all moving along fine. The Turnpike in great shape, pushing top speeds through Broomfield and Westminster. And on the north end of town, south on I-25, looking good. Coming out of Thornton North Glen, a little slow as you head towards downtown and through T-Rex. South on 225 bunches up into the Tech Center. And if you're headed up into the mountains, expect a slow go westbound I-70 from Idaho Springs over towards the tunnel. On to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Mix of sun and clouds. Highs near 50. We're at 31 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's amazing how you'll lose weight and keep it off. Stop smoking once and for all using hypnosis. No pills, no patches, just success. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion, Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, January 17th. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m. Weight loss at 8 p.m. Call 800-735-6907 to reserve your space. Sessions are affordable at $59.95. Experts agree hypnotherapy is the best choice for permanent results. John Morgan Seminars have helped over 100,000 people. Call 800-735-6907.
You've heard people make New Year's resolutions to lose weight or quit smoking, but what about saving money? Changes are coming with a new Federal Reserve chairman, and with that comes much uncertainty as to what will happen with interest rates. One thing is certain, another interest rate hike is on the way. Make a resolution now to save as much money as possible this coming year by calling the loan professionals at Investment Property Funding. They'll give you simple, straightforward information about how you can save hundreds of dollars each month. Investment Property Funding offers the best mortgage rates available anywhere. Call them right now and learn how to use your mortgage as a tool and not a liability. After all, at Investment Property Funding, their goal is to help you reach yours. Call 1-866-IP-FUNDING, 1-866-IP-FUNDING, or visit them online at ipfunding.com.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got five stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-71-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. I have to tell you, folks, you know, I mean, you can wait around a long time before you hear music that good. With that, you know, obviously, that was Louis Armstrong. But I told you earlier, if you stayed around long enough today, you'd hear probably twice, because in the cycle of 4 hours, it would come back again. And as I said, first, that's what's so significant. That was before Louis' last major lip injury. So his trumpet sounded perfect, and you heard him with the trumpet, and you also heard him with a big band, and he seldom recorded with big bands in the studios, mostly smaller groups. But that's the other kind of thing that with the kind of heated discussion, passionate discussion we were having, you know, when you come back with a break like that, music like that, you know what it makes you think? You know what, though? This is not the end of the world here, and this is not all of life. There's other things as well, and that's important to me too. That's why I talked about the sports moment, Tiger shot on the 16th hole, you know, my favorite sports moment of the year, or Albert Pujols, that home run, you know, and the Broncos having a good chance to win two games, go 2 weeks, and then be out. I think that's wonderful inspiration for you to look forward to, all these things. But the point is that if you have that kind of balance in your life, you don't get up in the morning and the first thing you do is start bashing Bill and Hillary, you have a cup of coffee, then come back and go after Howard Dean and Ted Kennedy, or on the other side, get up in the morning and start talking about the Bush crime family stuff and, you know, spend all day long on it. And, again, it's mostly on the right. But on either side, don't let that dominate. If you know why, if you can broaden your interest, enjoy life, then when you do talk about politics, you'll have a more saner, reasonable approach that will enable you to really do it in the same way that you could talk about other issues, where information helps you formulate opinions and not your emotional vesting. And that's important. We've got several of you that want to express your thoughts here, so I'm going to go right back to the lines here. Tony's out in Longmont, so let's get Tony on this last day of the working day of this year. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Carl. I like your style, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I am a Bush supporter, and he's actually my favorite person of the year, only because I agree with him or disagree with him. He stays pretty consistent to what he believes in. I believe, even though you can't take the politics out of things, I don't believe that's what drives him. I believe he really looks at what he thinks and what he believes in, and I think he stayed pretty consistent with it. I don't think he's looking at the polls.
Well, I will say this, Tony. I appreciate your point about his consistency, because he is consistency to the point sometimes of being stubborn. I do not agree, however, that he does not look at things politically. In fact, I pointed out the example before earlier in the show, and I don't know if you were listening then, that in fact I am very, very disturbed and upset about the way he used politics just to maneuver the election of 2004 by setting people against each other with the gay issue, because in fact, the Republicans in the Bush campaign used the fact that they wanted to promote a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage as a way to motivate their base to get out and vote. And then 2 weeks after the election, the president and the White House announced that we are going to back off of this amendment for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage because we don't see any political support for it.
Well, but that being said, there's nothing wrong with people getting out to vote.
Yes, but the problem is getting out to vote by setting Americans against each other, because that made gays, frankly, that made them victims of the emotional fears that Americans have, and the Bush administration played on those fears. And that, to me, is wrong and unfortunate. So it's not out to vote. If you're going to get station wagons and round up people and get them to the polls, that's the way to get them out to vote, motivate them on the rightness of your issues. But I don't like things that set people against or playing on fears, because that was done from a racial point of view in this country for centuries. It's been done against young people. It's been done against now ethnically with Muslims. I mean, I think that those are the wrong cases. Now, granted, this is different with gays, but the fact is gays and lesbians were used as victims by the administration's political strategy in order to get people out to vote. Now, if they were going to follow through, Tony,
right,
if the president was going to follow through and really push for the constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, then I would have to soften my argument, because he was at least being, as you see, consistent, and he was trying to implement policies that he wanted, whether we agree with them or not. But the fact that within 2 weeks of the election, he then backed off of it and acknowledged that there was no political support for it, but that he knew that 2 weeks before the election, so therefore the only reason he was using that approach was in order to motivate the base based on using emotional fears and setting people against each other, and that, to me, I think was wrong.
But you got to understand also, and we'll agree to disagree, but I just want to say that that's a state-to-state issue. It wasn't a federal issue at that point.
No, but it was the Bush campaign under Karl Rove, Tony.
As it should.
It was the Bush campaign on the Karl Rove that orchestrated within those 10 states. They were all key states, in fact, okay, to get them to put that on the ballot. And they did it in a surreptitious sort of under the radar screen a year before when nobody was noticing it. This is what people need to be concerned about, is that these kinds of actions that take place. And again, Tony, you know what? The fact that you and I have disagreed in the conversation we've had, we've exchanged and shared more information for people to get a better understanding of the issue rather than attacking each other or attacking the people, and then everybody just goes away feeling the same way they felt to begin with, but nobody anything new. At least with us, people are learning something new, and that's basically what I hope I bring to the table, and I appreciate the way you approached it in your discussion with me.
Can I help you make your point real quick?
Well, by all means, if you want to help me, tell me, because I don't think I help you make yours.
We agreed to disagree.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, go ahead.
I think what you've been trying to say, and I've listened to you yesterday while I was working, I've been listening to you this morning while I'm playing with my kids, but I think what you should make clear is that Bush is no longer running. Bush will be president until the end of his term. He's not the one to defeat. And as far as the borders, you mentioned, as for 2008, you mentioned Giuliani McCain. No, they won't get the nomination. Allen, I haven't heard about him. But one thing about the borders is Tom Tancredo is planning on making maybe even a symbolic run for president to bring up the issue of the borders. Yeah. And if you think the left is angry now, the anger will be tenfold, and it will help nobody.
I think that Tom Tancredo would actually help the left because, in my judgment, Tom Tancredo is far out of the mainstream of American public consensus that he, in fact, will help motivate the left. And I certainly wouldn't advise using Tom Tancredo as a role model for any particular position that I was taking. Now, you mentioned Giuliani and McCain. Right now, Giuliani is leading all Republicans in the polls as to who would favor, and John McCain is only 2 points behind him. So you've got a lot of work cut out for you if you think that someone else is going to overtake them. And I think that whether it's Bill Frist or George Allen or any of those potential candidates, I do not see right now anybody on the horizon with the exception of Jeb Bush, who has absolutely said he will not run, right. And his father says he should not run, and I agree with that. I see anyone overtaking both McCain and Giuliani in the Republican primary right now.
It's too early to call.
Oh, sure. Absolutely, Tony.
Can you give
me a sports minute? A sports moment? Okay, yeah. Real quick.
Broncos winning a Super Bowl.
Winning a Super Bowl when?
This year.
Well, number one, if they did it, that would be your sports moment for next year, not for 2005.
It's just a matter of time.
Well, as that Melvin Purvis, that FBI agent, said in John Dillinger, he said, take your time, Johnny. That's one thing I got plenty of is time. Okay. Happy New Year, Tony. Okay. Let's see. We're going to... We're going to have to take a quick break because I want to give my other callers equal time here. So, Eric, Mike, and Jeff, if you can stay with me, I'm going to get to you when you get back. If you can't, you know, holiday time and all that, I understand that. But as well as any others, 303-713-7600. But I will get to you if you're there. You're going to get in on the show today, so you're there with me. Carl Jeffers here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to be here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM760, The Real Story, 24/7 on AM760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That show, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
Doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Well, it looks like the Boulder Drive's in good shape right now as you head across town. No worries there. And heading out of town on the diagonal up in Longmont looks good. No worries on the trip to Golden on 93. Turnpike showing good speeds to and from Denver. In Denver, running on the high side on I-25, north and south of the downtown area, even through T-Rex, where back up speed there looks good on I-70 on both sides of the city. 2 1/4 looking good across Aurora. And you're not going to have any delays if you're heading across C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Either direction looks good. Boulder forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 45. Partly cloudy tonight, low 33. A partly sunny day tomorrow with a high of 56. New Year's Day looks pretty good, partly sunny and 52. Right now it's 32 degrees in Boulder. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The company corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, you'll find a Christianity that is inquisitive, inclusive, innovative, and informed. I'm Reverend Dr. Larry Grimm, leading multicultural worship, 10:30 each Sunday. I'll see you there, 37th and Federal.
Attention! Tuesday, January 3rd is the final day of the MedVet Autoplex Inventory Equalization Sale. Hundreds of new and used cars and trucks have been sold at sacrifice prices, and hundreds more remain. Choose from Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Buick, Pontiac, GMC, Hummer, Suzuki, and pre-owned. Consumers are saving as much as $15,000 on new vehicles. MedVet is offering deep discounts, 0% financing for up to 72 months, or if qualified buyers, no payment 6 months on select vehicles with approved credit. Plus, both MedVet Autoplex locations have millions of dollars worth of pre-owned inventory on sale. Only hours remain to capitalize on this event. This is a real situation. Our accountants have ordered that all inventories must be in compliance by the close of business Tuesday. Don't miss this opportunity. Act now. Own MedVet on the I-25 corridor. Depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex.
You'll lose weight and keep it off or stop smoking once and for all with hypnosis. John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien at Red Lion Denver Central, Quebec Street, Tuesday, Call 800-735-6907. 800-735-6907.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order free, no-action work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Stick to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, A760. Holders Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers, and I better give you a second or two to kind of collect yourselves. I know some of you were up and around on that number, coming in, passing a beverage around, and so forth. But collect yourselves and coming back with a conversation here, and we're going to continue that conversation. In fact, and incidentally, when I mentioned before about Giuliani and John McCain being the front runners in the Republican potential sweepstakes bid for the presidential nomination, and I mentioned how difficult it would be for any other Republican candidate to overtake either of them, I should mention that on the Democratic side, you know, I like John Kerry a lot. I think John Kerry still makes a very viable candidate. I think Al Gore made a big mistake by not running again in 2004 because I thought he had one advantage that nobody else had, which is that he had won before, and he had had all of those voters before, and had he run a different type of campaign and been different in the 4 years after 2000, I thought he had a strong chance. Now, having said that, I thought John Kerry did a fine job. The reason why I'm not worried about the candidacy, if John Kerry wins the nomination, I would be happy to him, although I like John McCain, but I would be happy to support John Kerry. I did support him before, but I do not believe John Kerry can beat Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries. And I'm a supporter of Hillary Clinton, but I do not believe John Kerry can beat her in the primaries. But if he did, it takes care of itself, then that means that he's the candidate that I think would have the strongest chance. I think Democrats make a mistake if they try to monkey around with the primary structure in order to move Iowa and New Hampshire and change things around. Leave it the way it is for right now. I know what they're trying to accomplish. We understand that. I don't think it will accomplish that, and it has already alienated people in Iowa and New Hampshire enough that they're saying that they would actually boycott and, in fact, reduce their enthusiasm, and there's no time for that. Spend the energies, the Democratic National Committee, on getting somebody in sync in all of these districts, all of these unregistered Democratic voters, like the Republicans are now doing, which Democrats, because of the unions and organized labor, were able to do effectively over the years, and get these people registered and out to the polls. Then you'll have the opportunity to affect national policy the way we want to do that. Let's see. Eric is in Denver. Hey, Eric. Welcome to the show today.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
I just want to call. Your last caller was very insightful. He hit the nail right on the head. Bush is very consistent. He consistently lies. He consistently fails. So he hit the nail right on the head on that one. But that's not what I called about. What I really called about was talking about the president. You know, what does Karl Rove do to his opponents best? He assassinates their character. So by us questioning the president's morals or his character or his ethics, I don't think that's counterproductive. I think it's very productive, actually, because somebody needs to, point out his corruption. And you can't sit there and tell me that he's what he's done ethically about the Katrina victims, the Gulf victims. How has he treated them ethically?
Eric, all the points that you're talking about now are the points that I've been making, and these are the issues that we can win over the American people, but leave out the stuff that won't win them over and, in fact, might make them even more sympathetic to the president.
What? Like what? Give me an example.
Like talking about him being corrupt personally and ethically.
You're telling me he's not?
I don't know what he... You know what? I don't need to worry about whether he is or not. What I do know is that with Katrina, when the victims down there needed sandwiches and food because they were drowning... On Tuesday, the president was playing golf in Arizona, the driest state in the country. Now, that's a point that resonates with people. But if I want to start off by saying that he was corrupt because of how he treated him, because he was a criminal or this, that, and the other, then that's going to alienate people.
Because he put his friend at the head of FEMA. That's cronyism.
And then that's cronyism. But haven't you heard me say that I think that the two issues that the Democrats could actually make the greatest gains in ensuring themselves the opportunity to win back the House and or the Senate next year are scandal and cronyism. So I'm there, Eric. But when I talk about scandal and cronyism, I'm talking about exactly the things that have happened. He appointed Michael Brown to FEMA, who was best in fact at judging Arabian horses and in fact was so incompetent in what he did in office that even Mr. Ed, the talking horse, would probably have rejected him, you know, in terms of a contest of some type of judging. And yet he went in the floor, he went into Katrina, flew down there in the hangar, went up to him and said, Brennan, you're doing a heck of a job. And a week later, do you know this? President Bush was said to have said to somebody in the office, is that guy gone yet? Because, in other words, he didn't really know what kind of job he was doing. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been saying a week later, is that guy gone yet? So if he didn't know what he was doing, and goes down there and says, Brown, you're doing a heck of a job, then clearly he's relying on the same faulty intelligence that he relied on about the weapons of mass destruction. Now, those are points that I can make that can resonate with people, that have a little sense of humor, it's lighthearted, I didn't bash him personally, I didn't call him a criminal, and I didn't make an ethical lapse kind of judgment thing, but I made a charge that it's hard for them to defend. If you want to call him a criminal, they can defend that, Eric. That's the problem. And as long as they have the chance to deal with charges that are made that they can defend, it allows them to deflect the attention away from the charges that I'm making that, frankly, I don't think they have any defense for.
You're right, and they can defend them. But if we investigate things and we find out that they did commit crimes, then
that's
we can
true.
Throw that back in their face.
That's true. If they're investigated, that's true. And here's the thing, Eric. Right now, it's hard to investigate because with Republicans controlling both houses and the White House, they can turn down requests for investigative hearings. There was no way in the world there should have been an internal investigation of Katrina by the same Republicans who had committed votes to affirm those appointments of the people that were brought in. But when they control the both houses and the White House, they can do that. And that would be the concern about the NSA spying and about all of the other investigations. And the way to do that is to get the American people to feel that, you know what, right now, the way things are going, the best way we can improve our government is to make sure that we have truly checks and balances. So I'm going to vote for the Democrats in the House or the Senate or both. And that's the objective that I'm trying to accomplish. And I am telling you, Eric, believe me, that in the main heartland of America, and, you know, you want to say Colorado's a heartland, fine. Then in Colorado, there are a lot of voters who will reject the notion of this charge about the crime stuff. But the way that I've been hitting at them and the way you mentioned these other points, we can get those voters.
Now, see, I actually do fundraising for the DNC currently, and I talk to a lot of members who belong to the DNC, and a lot of them, that's their biggest complaint, is that Democrats are complacent. They don't stand up to the Bush administration. They don't call them what they really are, which is corrupt criminals. Mm-hmm. They don't call them what they are. That's the biggest complaint I hear every single day.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to get people to pull.
I just don't think it's going to be the answer to getting back control of the House and the Senate. But I think the charge of cronyism and the charge of scandal, let the Jack Abramoff scandal take its place. Let Tom DeLay's trial run. He tried to get it pushed up because he wanted to, number one, get it speedily off the news, and number two, try to get his position back as House Majority Leader. Not going to happen. And let the Supreme Court review what Tom DeLay did with that map when he redrew the map in his Washington office to redistrict Texas in a way that even with the level of abuse and excess that we automatically allow for these census redistrictings every 10 years, he still went too far. Let all of these things come out, and that will be the essence of what you'll need. You won't have to call him a crime family or things like that if half the people around him are under indictment. You see what I mean, Eric? That's the point I'm making. And that will work with people, hmm?
Well, we disagree with how we should do it, but we both agree that we both agree we need to win the House back.
Absolutely. And then, you know what? Even though I'm against impeachment, Eric, if you win the House back and you want impeachment, you can get impeachment. And I'm saying that if you want to do that, I think it's a waste of time. I'm against it. But one thing I can tell you, if you want impeachment, you're not going to get it when they control the House, they control the Senate, they control the Supreme Court, and they control the White House. You got to have one of those, Eric. And while you're pushing for impeachment, once we get the House back,
I'm not pushing for impeachment.
I'm using you as a universal application. Well, because I've had callers who want impeachment. What I'm saying to you is, let's get the House back, or the Senate. Then, once we do that, while you, universally, are pushing for impeachment, I'll be pushing for restoring the cuts to school loans, to higher education, to Medicaid, restoring Social Security to make it solid without making it a boondoggle for Wall Street, restoring the bankruptcy law provisions that allow working families to be able to declare bankruptcy when they can't make end, rather than allowing them now, restricting their ability, but not putting any limits on the Donald Trumps of the world, who keep a company in bankruptcy every week, changing the bank laws and the credit laws so that the bankers and the corporate entities who benefited from that are not the only ones who benefit from that. I'll be pushing for that when we've got one of those houses back. And those who want impeachment, they can push for that. Right now, we can't push for anything. So let's all get together and at least accomplish that goal.
I think that's been our message the whole time, but it's been hard to convey that message. I think we've been consistent about that.
Well, let's keep up there. You got to keep going around, and you got to do it because that's what they're doing. Thank you, Eric, though. I appreciate it. You keep up your work, too, out there, right? Okay, you bet. Let's go quickly to Walt, who's in Thornton. Hello, Walt. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Carl. Right on. You just hit it on the head, you and Eric both. The only thing I wanted to say was I agree completely with Tony from Longmont, too. Bush and his Republican rubber stamp Congress, they're both very consistent, consistently dishonest, consistently incompetent, and consistently taking care of their cronies.
Okay.
New Year 2006 is our year. It's time to take it back.
I hope so. And you know, Walt, just make sure you get your message out and just hope that the people you're talking to resonate. But if it doesn't resonate with them, then resort back to the things I'm talking about because that's affecting them right now, and they ought to resonate with that. Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year to you. Hey, folks, it's been great. You bet. Carl Jeffries here. It's terrific. I loved being here these last 2 days. Really hope you enjoyed it and hope you got something, maybe learned something new that you didn't know and helped crystallize your own thinking. That's the best we can hope for. And maybe we did have a laugh. Too. I shared that with you, and I was absolutely terrifically pleased to be here. I hope you enjoyed the music, too, as well. Jay will be back on Monday. Happy New Year to you. When you hear that, wonderfully